Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Beverly Immanibal is with us, ladies and gentlemen, as she has been now for over 10 years. We've already had our 10th anniversary with Beverly. She's an abiding force in our brain trust. She's been with us for all these years and on a regular basis to help us understand how to communicate with each other better, how to do a better job of getting folks to do, other folks to do what we want them to do and to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And that's what she does for a living, helping companies not unlike yours and mine, large companies, small companies, get out of their own way. A lot of times that's one of the things she helps us with, is just to get out of our own way. And she's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. And she's a small business owner just like you and me. Beverly Immanibal, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and happy Friday the 13th. Our lucky day.
How about that? Welcome back. Yeah,
Thank you.
And now we warned people. They can't say we didn't warn them a couple months ago, can they?
That's right.
We told them you were going to come back. You were here a few, I don't know what, about 6 weeks or so.
Six weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and tell the audience what you said, what we talked about in those days.
Okay. We asked business people what they were thankful for in 2009 with this economy that we've been going through. They sent in what they were thankful for. We also asked them what tips they had for other business people, and mm-hmm. they sent those in. And then we had a poll, a survey, and it went out, and I'm very happy to say that it went out of the United States, because you know how things are with the Internet.
Right.
And we had responses from Norway, Australia, Japan.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have the top 13 things that people are thankful for in 2009 and the top 13 tips. Shall we start with the thankful?
Absolutely, and you know, just back on the concept of that, you know, 2008, especially the second half of 2008, was pretty ugly. 2009 has been another year, the second year in a row that we've lived the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, one of the best things that I ever learned how to do as a small business owner was to learn how to find happiness and to be thankful in more ways than one, and not just to put all my eggs in my business, but to be able to look around and draw happiness, draw something to have joy about from a lot of different areas. Beverly, if I had not been able to do that, I would not have made it, because
right.
there were lots of days when my business let me down.
That's right.
And so,
and, you know, interestingly enough, no one said they were thankful for their business.
I thank God every day for my business. I love my business.
But just like my
children and my wife and
every, well, now we're getting into things that did come out. In fact, the number one ranking, 85% of people who responded said great family was the thing they were.
Oh yeah,
for.
Oh yeah. I've told you before, Beverly, that whenever I thought I wasn't going to make it, when I literally didn't know if I was going to close the doors the next day on a going concern, there were days like, have been days like that, more than one, maybe many in the last 20 years, and I didn't know if I was going to make it. I checked on my kids, and if they were all right, I said, nothing else matters.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. Number two, with 79% of respondents voting for this one, good friends.
You mean like you?
Yes, and
like Beverly Immanibal, folks. One of my good friends. I, Beverly, place a high value on our relationship.
Thank you. Me too. And you know, I always think of friends as that family that we get to choose.
Yeah, exactly. Family you can't choose, right? And friends you can. That's exactly right. And do you think we take friends for granted? Do you think we should be a little more outspoken about how we feel about our friends?
I do. As a matter of fact, when we get to the tips, 46% of the recommendations for what we need to do during these times deal with communication.
Wow.
It's taking care of people, not just friends.
Well, just tell it. Just saying it, you know. Just saying, we sure enjoyed having you guys over. You guys are important to us, or whatever. Whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or, of course, don't forget now, I love you, man.
Well, 69% of respondents, that was the number one tip, is to show appreciation.
Yeah.
Show appreciation to those around you, to customers, to employees.
Do you think the art of saying thankful, do you think the art of being, the ability to act grateful, to be demonstrative in your gratefulness, do you think that that's, we're losing some of that a little bit right now, Beverly?
I think that we are, because in part we are becoming slightly more isolated because of modern technology, and we're not interacting as much. And one of the tips that made the top 10 was, you know, to get together in interactive groups, people that, you know, like your business groups,
right,
your civic groups, your mm-hmm. church groups, where you're around people that will support you.
When I speak to young people, as I do a few times a year, when I first started doing this, I wasn't sure how it was going to come across, how they would take it. But I started telling them whenever I'd give them I'd always have a couple of life's lessons in there. I would say, don't just be grateful. Demonstrate your gratefulness. If somebody's done something nice for you, be you know, even if it's a little over the top, act like you're grateful. Say you're grateful. Say thank you. Make a big deal. If somebody does something nice for you, make a big deal out of it. If there's one thing that I think the younger generations should ramp up a little bit on, is the way they behave when people do something nice for them.
Well, that's good advice. I'm wondering if my parents' generation thought that of me.
It very, very well may have. It's good advice for everybody, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of being grateful,
okay,
number three, 77% of the vote, great God.
Say that again.
A great God. So
uh-huh.
We've got great family, good friends, great God.
Yeah.
God came in third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number four, 70%. I love this one.
I'm going to stop you for a second. Do you think that there's some political correctness to God coming in third? That's interesting. I wonder what. This is just rhetorical. I wonder what that, how, where God would have ranked, say, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Beverly and Menebo. Happy Friday the 13th. Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back, otherwise known as Little Richard. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Beverly Inman Ebel is with us, folks. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. Beverly, tell us how we can find you. You got that book and others on your website, plus a bunch of other resources.
Yeah, the website is talklisten.com.
And
so go on and explore and find out what all we can do for you.
Lots of good stuff there, folks. And if you need help getting out of your own way, if people aren't responding to you, if you find that people aren't doing what you want them to do as much, maybe Beverly can help you. Beverly,
definitely.
We were talking about the survey that you asked people to respond to with regard to what are you happy about, what are you thankful for, and what are some tips about being happy, and that's where we are right now.
That's right. And number four, 70%, that I can find something to laugh about every day.
Yeah.
I love that one.
See, I don't have a problem with that, Beverly. You know why? Because I've learned how to laugh at myself.
Yeah.
And you know what?
That's so funny.
That's, well, but I'm not talking about funny ha-ha. I'm talking about, I can't believe I did that.
I've had a few moments just this week like that, yes.
Well, you know,
and right behind that one, Number five was for a good sense of humor. So, you know, that says that joy is a big part of
what
we have to be thankful
for. If you can't have fun, Beverly, let's just forget about it.
That's right. That's right. So I start my day, every day, looking for four things, 4 points of joy, I call them. And, by the way, you were one of mine this morning.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Well, I try. Well, you know, seriously, I'm going to stop on this one just a second because we're not going to get through all of these. We can come back and talk about some more of them. These are working any other day. But this happiness thing, folks, if you're a small business owner, even when times are tough, if you can't find a way to be happy in your small business, even when times are tough, you need to go do something else. It ain't worth it. Is it, Beverly?
No, it's not.
Life without joy is not life. It's just living.
And joy is all around us. We just have to recognize it.
Yeah.
Which is why I start each day thinking ahead of time, okay, this is what's going to make me happy today, or this is what I'm looking forward to, because I don't want to miss it.
Right.
Because lot of times, you know, and when the day is over, you look back and you go, oh, that was nice. But at the moment, you didn't really enjoy it because you were thinking about something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, find something to laugh about every day.
Right. All right, go ahead.
All right, number six is having a network of people that's supportive of each other. And, you know, mm-hmm. you provide that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Your folks that are listening are listening, even though they're not interacting on the radio show. You do have other ways for them to interact on your website and your Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And business people need to be talking to other business people because we understand what you have to go through.
Right.
Number seven was a tie. 45% of the people said that they still have a job or they have a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was kind of split.
Do we need to get into the tips before we run out of time?
I can come back and do the tips on another
day. Oh, good.
Day.
Okay, that's fine. Absolutely. Okay, I just want to make sure because we got about 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, great employees was in there.
Yep.
Number eight. Number nine, I really like this one. It's that I am being who I am. I mean, that's a pretty deep one.
This above all, to thine own self be true.
Yes. And so, you know, when we face tough times, be true to yourself. Don't make the decision because you're desperate. Make the decision based on your own ethics and being who you are and that you're proud of.
2,500 years ago, Confucius said, the greatest way to live a good life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Yeah. Well, that's fabulous, fabulous wisdom from far back. The last two are especially uplifting. 22% of the people said that we survived 2009 on an up note. I've been telling my customers and this, you know, the Fortune 100 companies, small business felt this economy first, and we're feeling the recovery first.
Oh yeah. And are going while everybody else is still, you know, hunkered down and not knowing about what's going on, small businesses are going to lead this economy out of whatever we've been in.
We are. This was a very tough year for TLC, but I am telling you, as of the 1st of October, I've just seen, you know, light at the end of the tunnel announced, this great big light.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I've been hearing that from a lot of people these days.
Yeah, and I'm hearing it from small business owners. Mm-hmm. Well, number 13 was that I see companies are starting to hire again. So, I mean, mm-hmm. that's more good news for the economy. So I hope someone from Washington is listening right now.
Right.
That it's the small businesses that are leading the way. Do you know that if you take only the women-owned businesses,
mm-hmm.
that if we were our own country, that we would have the fifth largest GDP in the world?
So I agree with you. You're exactly right. It's pretty exciting. But it's also a little bit scary to contemplate that. Wasn't there a country like that called Amazon or something?
It also means responsibility. But let's be thankful for that as well.
And I'm thankful for women business owners. Did I redeem myself a little bit there, Beverly?
You did.
Hey, Beverly,
just a little.
Thanks for being here. Give us a website, please.
TalkListen.com.
You got to come back.
If you want anybody who wants a full printout of all of these things, if you'll just send us an email to TLC @talklisten.com, we'll send it to you.
Would you be sure to send that to me too, please?
Thanks.
We'll do something with it. Hey, thanks,
right.
Beverly. Good job.
Thanks.
Hey, Beverly, I'm thankful for you.
Thank you, Jim. Me
see,
too.
See you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
That's all I've ever said.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.